This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. Billions of dollars worth of pipeline and other infrastructure projects have largely been in limbo since February. Well, they may begin moving forward again. The Senate has approved two Republicans nominated by President Donald Trump to serve on the federal commission that oversees the nation's power grid and natural gas pipelines. Glynis Board explains.
A unanimous vote in Washington approving Senate aide Neil Chatterjee and Pennsylvania utility regulator Robert Powelson restore a voting quorum on the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, known as FERC. Chatterjee has been Senate President Mitch McConnell's go-to aide for energy and environment issues since 2009. Chatterjee was largely instrumental in aligning Republican support for the Keystone Pipeline and against the Clean Power Plan. Pennsylvania's Robert Powelson was highlighted in news earlier this year for describing those who would oppose new pipeline projects as jihadists. He later apologized for the comment. Only one commissioner currently serves on the five-seated panel, leaving it without a quorum and unable to make decisions on interstate pipelines and other projects worth billions of dollars. These include the controversial Mountain Valley and Atlantic Coast pipelines. Trump has promised to boost energy production and exports as part of a bid to establish energy dominance for the United States, but FERC vacancies have hobbled the agency's ability thus far to make decisions. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.
A presidential commission on the opioid crisis delivered its first report last week. Among the recommendations, better sharing of data. Health researchers warned that they don't have some information that's critical to addressing the deadliest drug crisis in the country's history. Aaron Payne reports on efforts in the Ohio Valley to fill some of those gaps.
Paramedics and police are already in the hotel room when Kyle Simpson walks in. A 37-year-old man in the room is barely conscious, just revived by the overdose reversal medication Narcan. Simpson is an operations major with Louisville Metro's Emergency Medical Services. He says this won't be the only scene like this tonight due to the opioid crisis.
It has taken effect and it has got a hold on this city.
For as many advancements first responders have been able to make in their response to the crisis, they could use more data tracking overdoses.
We could maybe establish patterns and maybe put an end to this.
Public Information Officer Michael Burmeister says the Louisville Metro EMS wants to make better use of data tracking technology.
We need to let the hospitals know that they're going to be seeing an increase. We need to make our EMS responders aware and our police and fire responders aware. And then we need to get the word out to the community.
Beginning in September, Burmeister says first responders will use new software that keeps track of overdoses in real time. With many different agencies providing different responses to overdose calls, they will now be able to get accurate information into a private server quickly.
We want to make sure that the data that we are collecting for this heroin epidemic is consistent and coordinated.
Louisville's project is among several efforts in the Ohio Valley to fill the gaps in data about the opioid crisis. For all the attention the epidemic has received, timely, reliable data are often lacking. Researchers say federal funding cuts threaten some important national data sets, and other information sources kept by law enforcement agencies are not made available. Dan Ciccaroni with the University of California, San Francisco, has studied heroin use for nearly two decades. In that time, he says it's become harder to get information about the drugs seized by law enforcement.
We need some cross-pollination campaigns to get information to other people.
Other numbers gathered by state and county governments are simply not timely or complete enough to keep up with the pace of the epidemic, making it tough to get a full regional picture of the issue. An innovative project in Cincinnati shows how better data can help. Chief Data Specialist Brandon Crowley help build an automated system that pulls data from local EMS logs to track overdoses. He added a map to the Cincy Insights website that allows the public to track the location of overdoses by neighborhood in real time.
It makes sense that if we're interested in looking at it, we're sure the public would be interested in looking at it.
By tracking overdose times, first responders look for patterns and anticipate when they need staff on hand. By tracking locations, the city hopes treatment programs will learn where their services are needed most.
We recognize that visualization is not a panacea for this epidemic, but we realize that it can be used as a tool to help us lessen the number of events.
The city hopes to add new data sets to the page. and partner with area hospitals and treatment centers to share data. Dan Ciccaroni says these types of partnerships will be essential to getting a well-rounded look at the opioid crisis. Taking action without collecting data can be problematic. There's a new white powder version of heroin, Ciccaroni says, is coming from Mexico. But with researchers being denied access to data, the public won't know how deadly the substance could be.
Well, we know that alone is dangerous.
The information Louisville and Cincinnati gather won't cover every aspect of the crisis response. But with the toll addiction is taking on the region, every bit of data helps. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. I'm Chuck Anzlevich.